Australia will not forget Helen's visit. To these children who will walk in darkness always, seeing nothing of the world's beauties. The name Helen Keller means hope and trust and the conquest of seemingly unconquerable odds.
This is New England's Tapestry of Stone. But the dishes must be dried. Come, walk with me, and I will tell what I've read in this scroll of stone. I will spell out this writing on hill and meadow. It is a chronicle wrought by praying workmen, the forefathers of our nation. Leagues upon leagues of sealed history, awaiting an interpreter. Her enjoyment of the more usual pursuits. In the country, weather is important. Plans for the day. What clothes to wear. Alone. These depend in part on what our braille thermometer tells her. Ready to take up her responsibilities to our fellow men and women. Luncheon is followed by a long afternoon's work. This is the routine of their mornings, Helen's and Polly's. They follow it every day they are at home, even Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays. She knows them as she knows all her possessions, the walls around her and the gifts brought back from her travels. Later, as Helen shells pecans, Polly washes the dishes.